לגמרי, אלא שסכסכו ונידקו איש בהם, וסכסכו מעט, כי דאמרינו גבי בגינס, סכין מסוכסכס, מרוח אחר שנידגנו באיש דודם לגמרי, ולהוכה כוסת איש, לחייבי בהנה דנקרון הוסם, מי עשוד, לשמנינו מהנה במסניס נמלסה, לחייבי דבר שנראו לו, כי נוכה שאין עיקר איש בכך. כשודיס ביד מאיה אסי כולה, מה שפירוש הקונטרס, דישן אסיה מביה לאיש, תיסס, דחיפרחס מעלה איש שכנדס לאחר בין רולו, בין שאין רולו, תימה בשן שכנדס לאחר ברולו, וכושר, לאסטכון שאין רולו בשן, דימוך לדבר שאין רולו, להבי טוב בשן, אלא טוב לדיקרם, קיבן דין הנוער להזיק, ומשכחת בשמיניין, נועף מאיש, דמשחרת הבין רולו, ונראה, דישן, וכושר לאשכון שנראו בשם, למוח לדבר שנראו לו, לאבס הראשון על תור דקרם, כי נענו הזיקר, ומשכחת בשמיניה נרף מאיש, נרף מאיש למשחרף הבן רו, ונראה, what does this mean? ומשכחת בשמיניה, so, because usually imochu davar shenu roi lo lehavi tov l'dishen elo tov d'dikeret kibin dinan oi lezeik vim mishkachas b'sheminyen nuraf meish dim mischayef avero, and if you can find it that it is imochu davar shenu roi lo lehavi tov l'dishen elo tov d'dikeret kibin dinan oi lezeik. So it has more as like vim ishkachas bishmiyen that it has a more as like, so then we should learn out meish the mischayef avdeinro, we should be mechayef avdeinro. But what's the pshat in this? So bishleim and tis says it first l'ashkachon shenero bishen, because if the shen its ksusim, its paper, its clothing, its kelim, so he doesn't enjoy it. So memeli is not shen. And if, so it's not hanol azeiko. And if it is, if it can be visualized, that there should be hanol azeiko, but it's in rolo, it's mishune. So then, we should learn out from meish, that he should be chayef. He should be chayef. Nilach meish the mischayef av beinro. The question is, this is so. The first thing tesvet we understand, but the second statement tesvet is very strange. Suppose we do find that it is hanoel azeiko, but it's in rolo. In other words, he has hanoel. But it's still, it is mishune. So then we should learn out from Eish that it is chayev. What does it mean to learn out from, if it's mishune, he couldn't be chayev the first time in Ezek Sholem. Only chotzin Ezek. But when the Gemara says here, Uman Doma, Adra b'keren adife, shekavnosi lahazik afil keren amasye. What does the Gemara mean? Afil keren amasye, even keren tam, has to show him. How could we say that keren amasye? But it means keren mut. Keren mut. So memele, so now it's according to Rav Pope, according to Rav Nebrit, Rav Yeshua. So if the Torah had mentioned Be'er Echad Menaye, we couldn't learn out Keren, period. Not only we couldn't learn out Keren Tam, we couldn't even learn out Keren Muet, because Keren has a special kule. At the very outset, it doesn't pay Nezek Sholem. So Mele, that has to be explained, as Rishonim do explain it. Does it mean that according to Rav Pope, so Kerem is as usual, as Regal and as Shen and as Odom and Eish and Beir, but we still see that Kerem pizza on the hot and they're all right because the Torah Rachman al Chosal, all right, whatever the reason is. So the Torah had compassion on the Balak Aaron not to pay until he becomes a Murid in Elekshalot. So, but Adam Azik, how come the Torah did not have compassion upon the Balabeir and upon the Balaish and upon the Balaregel and Palolo? The Torah only had compassion upon the Balak Aaron that until he becomes a Murid should pay only her damages. So even if we say that some Shvorim love the Hashem Kaime, but he's not as negligent as Karen and Chen and Dreger. So the question is, but isn't that in conflict with what Gemara says? Uman doma rada rabbi Karen adife she kavnos lahazik afro Karen avasi. It's what the Gemara says here. Karen adife, it's even more negligent. The answer is, when the Gemara says, Uman doma rada rabbi Karen adife she kavnos lahazik, that means Rapope, the Sam Shvorn Yadach has the Shimokaime. So on the contrary, so Karen is even more homo. So what does it matter we need more homo? Karen Murad is more homo, but not Karen Tam. How could you say that Karen Tam is more homo when the Gemara itself says, El Mai Yilchese Kasfin Rabbonu Yilcheseyen, Karen Lechalig Ben Tamul Meodes. But so without the special alochas of Karen, so then I wouldn't know the distinction between Tam and Mut. But when the Gemara says Adarab Karen Adif, that Karen is in Mohamo, it doesn't mean that Karen Tam is Mohamo. It means Karen Mut is Mohamo. But Karen Tam, he is the most that it's on par with Adam Azik, but not Mohamo. But according to Ravuna Berit Rav Yeshua, if the Torah had not spelled out Karen, I couldn't deduce even Karen with. Because I could say, true, Beir and Eisha Chayev. Because at the very outset, it is Murid Mishlosan. Mashein Kain, Karen, since at the outset, he's not really negligent. So Mimele, even when he becomes a Murid, he's still brought up because he has an aspect of Kule. So, but according to Rav Pope, so Adarabe. So what Adarabe is more negligent. So, in other words, that Karen Tam is more negligent. That we couldn't say. That wouldn't be reasonable. Karen Muret would be more negligent. Masha'inkin, Alibet, Ravunet, Rav Yishua. So then, even Karen Muret wouldn't be considered more negligent. There's the pshat in Gemara. So Mimele, when Tesis says, "V'koshel le'ashchon shenirol b'shem, di mochlo davar shenirol lo lehavetol b'shem or tol d'karen, kibim dein anoel azeiko, v'imishkachas b'shem inyon, that there is anoel azeiko, and but it's shenirol lo, so then me'af me'ish demischayev." How could we say that? That is not so. Let's see. Suppose, of course, if the Mishnah says in second period. Da fites on the days. Kilzit Hashem meodis lachel as oilo. Habeno meodis lachel pilis virakis. Och lo ksusu kelim mishalom chatsinesik. Mishalom chatsinesik. So why? Because that's mishune. So then it's not even an oil as eka either. If the behemoth eats kelim, so, or a vessel, a kelim, lead a lamp. Does he enjoy it? He doesn't enjoy it. Some millet, but suppose a behemoth will eat something in an unusual way, but he'll enjoy it. Oh, what's that? The Gemara mentions that the third line from the end of the Amud, V'remino, Ochlo Pasu Boso, V'tafshil, Mishalim Chatzinezik. Mal Avu Behema Loi Bechay. So it's not the derech of a chayo to eat pas. A chayo doesn't eat pas. Some melee, it's care. So the Gemara says, but it's mentioned bus also, not only pas. Ochle bus also, mishamachas nezik. Chaya bus ruchi di moti. What is moti? The moti means tzliyesh. Okay, so you could say a chayo, it's natural for a chayo to eat raw basar, but to eat boiled basar is not, maybe doesn't even enjoy it. I mean, maybe when a chayo eats cooked meat, boiled meat, doesn't even enjoy it. But then the Gemara says, the boy same bitavye. What is bitavye? Tzvi, tavye is a deer, it's tzvi. Tzvi in dark is pasul basar. So you could also say, when a deer doesn't like meat, so he doesn't enjoy a deer. But then there's the third tarts. The boy is saying, Le'ilam bibhema, ubiktur. In other words, the pas means, but behemo, so it's ruche for a behemo to eat pas. When the behemo ate the pas from the table, shindaka bikach, a behemo likes to eat pas on the floor, but for behemo to eat the pas on the table, that's mishumah. Now, here certainly, since it's hanuel zeika, when a behemo eats pas means seirim fitim, so it's natural thing, she has a noy. I don't think that it's mistaba that the position of the behemo is so important that the behemo does not enjoy the seirim she eats, if she eats it from the table. So we see that even when it's yesh hanoye azeika, but if the hanoye is mishune, it's still car. That we see from this gemara. So in other words, so it's not that if it's mishune like susu kelim, so then it's hanoye azeika. Even when it is, there is anoy lazeika. When a behemo eats pas, but from the table, not from the claw, not from the cow. I'm sure that she enjoys it. Why shouldn't she enjoy it? But it's still karen. Why is it karen? Because it's mishune. So we see that mishune is the earmark, is the criterion whereby you determine whether something is karen or not. And even if it's yesh na'anoy la'zoike, but if the anoye is in the mishunadik way, is not in the usual way, so it's kareb. So how does Tisa say here, because last concern will be said, dimoch l'davashin rolo l'havet edition, el tel b'rikad, kim ne'an la'zoike, that we understand. Because if the behemoth eats ksusi kelim, doesn't enjoy it, so it's anoy lazeiko. V'nishkachas b'shemimian, that it should be anoy lazeiko, but still in rolo. What mean in rolo? Unusual. Mishune, ne'af me'ish di mischayef abbeinro. So then we should learn out from me'ish di z'mechoy. But that's not so. We don't learn out from me'ish. The Gemara says that when a behemoth eats pas from the table, since it's not the usual thing for behemoth to eat it. But of course the behemoth enjoys it just as much, but she did it in a way that is not usual. So in spite of the fact that it's ein rolo, so in spite of the fact that it's ein rolo, it's still karen. So how does this say that we should, in such a case, we should learn out from Meish that he should be higher for Nezek Shalom, but it's only higher for Chotzi Nezek when a behemo eats pass from the table. So, yes? If we can visualize a case of Ein Rolo and Yesh Hanoel HaZeiko, so then he should be chayav in Nezek Shalom, because if we learn it out from Eish, so it only means in Nezek Shalom, not in Chotzi Nezek. How can you learn out from Eish Chotzi Nezek?
What I'm saying is, it could be, this is before the Torah writes Shem, so now we're learning up Shem from the other Mazikim, so that we would learn up Shem from the other Mazikim, even
no, no, but here the Gemara is discussing if the Torah had
not written Shem.
Yeah, not written Shem.
Right, so we're learning of Shem for the other Mazikin.
Yes.
So Shem would be, so we would say the Mazik of Shem is true, as long as it's not, I mean, you would be high.
And after the Torah mentioned.
But maybe there's a then, maybe after the Torah specific Mazikin is carrying the Shem.
So then, even on his Mishuma, 1 second, that's what I want to. I mean, it's not the way you are, I think you're going to say that. After the Torah mentioned Shen, and Shen, what is the earmark of Shen? An Oel HaZeikor. So whenever there is an Oel HaZeikor, so it's Mechuyav Misat Shen, not Misat Karen. But he pays Chotzinezek. In other words, there is a Chetimtze. When something is Shen, and he pays Chotzinezek, there is no such a Chetimtze. Because prices, the Gemara says there before, Shtaf Yotes, that when a behemoth eats pass from the table, so he's chayv chotzenezek, but you mean maybe he's chayv chotzenezek, but mitzat shen, and he'll be pota b'shus rabbi. The Gemara says before he's pota b'shus rabbi. He's chayv b'shus rabbi. He's chayv b'shus rabbi. So it's not mitzat shen. So it's mitzat keren chotzenezek.
I'm saying maybe the
Kohen. And that's after the Torah.
No, I didn't mean it should be Shem. Taka means it's Karen, but that's only the Maskana when the Torah Taka writes all the different Mazikin. So then the earmarks for different Mazikin maybe become different. And then Karen is something that's Mashona. Shem is not Mashona.
Oh, that's
but
what I mean.
Lulay.
No, I think the Pshat and Teis is very simple. Teisves means the Mishkachas Bishominyan. Let's say like the case where behemoth is passed from the table, which Yeshanu Lazeiko, and suppose it's already in order to do that, then we can learn out. Because when the Gemara says, Adarabe, Umandama Adarabe, Kern Adif, Shekhanes Lazik, Afro Kern Anasi, is Kern Adif, is more negligent. Could we say that Kern Tam is more negligent than Kern Trafopi? How could we say that? After all, the Torah had compassion upon the Bala Keren. So with Keren, the Kavnos Lahazik, with the Aloche, the Stam Shorach is kind of, but he's still not as negligent as the Adam Azikim. For by the Adam Azikim, the Torah didn't have Rachmanis, and by this Mazik, the Torah had Rachmanis. So why does the Gemara say Adife? The Adife means Mued. Keren Mued is Adife. But according to Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yeshua, we couldn't learn out even Keren Mued. If the Torah hadn't spelled out the parasha of Keren, that Keren Tam pays Chotzenezek, and Keren Mued pays Nezek Sholem, so then I would say, even Keren Mued is potter of paying Legamre. Is potter of paying Legamre, according to Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yeshua. But according to Rabbi Tope, if the Torah hadn't spelled out the parasha of Keren, then I would say Keren Mued pays a reaction. Other Rabbi is immortal, but I wouldn't say that Keren Tam should pay a Nezek Sholem. I wouldn't even say that Keren Tam should pay Chotzenezek, because even though Stam Shvorim is Bechaskash, Lav Bechaskashim Okayne, but all the Rishonim point out after Svov, but still there is a difference. It's not as negligent as regal and Hashem, as Odom and Zayishan, as Beya. But why does the Gemara say Adarabe Keren Adife more negligent? He means Keren Mued would be more negligent, but not Keren Tam. So the Melon and Teisa says, when Teisa says, because the Ashkan Shinoel Bishen, the Mochel Baba Shinoel, or have it all the Shen, or it all the Keren, kim din az la zeki vi mishkachas bishminyen so nulach meish di mischayet iv ma libe der avune per der avishua that in such a case where a behemo eats pass from the table so he should be able to learn out from meish that he would when it's a muet to eat pass from the table he should be chayet but not that when it's a tam he should be chayet that is impossible. I'm sure that that's the Kavanah of Tosfos.
It's still difficult. Why does Tosfos say Kivin Dein Hanol HaZeka?
No, because usually if it's in Rolo, it's in Amre. Ksusi Kelim, that's the classic example that the Mishnah mentions of a Rolo. Είναι ο λοξούς και ο λοξούς, the classic example. So there he doesn't have anoia altogether. When a behemoth eats the table, eats in the lamp, so eats in watch, so it's in anoia zeiko. But suppose a behemoth eats pass from the table, then it's yes anoia. But even that is kara. But so we couldn't learn out that he should famish. How could we learn out famish according to Ravuna Ber Rav Yeshua? But the answer is, according to Ravuna Ber Rav Yeshua, so we would be able, he means not karantam, but he means even according to Ravuna Ber Rav Yeshua, we should be able to learn out karamut. And when the Gemara says Laman Boma Karan Adife Rafope, does it mean Karen Tam? Has we shown? How could we say Karen Tam? It means Karen Moet. So when Teisve says, he means a Moet of a Behemo who eats pass. A Behemo who eats pass. Who eats pass from the table. Alright. So Vinira di Shem Amos
with Ali. What?
Then it would be Mechuyev, not Biti Hashem, but he would be Mechuyev. It would mechuyev because of the alfuse of Beir and Eish.
We
wouldn't, if we only had Beir and Eish, so then there wouldn't be the special halacha of Rishus Rabbi. But it would be chayev on the basis of the general mazik, the alfuse from Beir and Eish. V'nira di shema mersi pardes dino el meish lechude. Umir ishlema. But about the Kashi against Rashi, how could we say Tema Bishem Shinmeris Lacher Boroyo? But that is not Shem, that is Karen. So, Umi Yeshlom, Pesha Kuntres, the Shapir, Parchim and Pirch and Lishaych Bishem, the Chaygav Nepor Bachivu, Gabeved Vish or Malish or Shechenin and Mir. Ach, Masha Pir is Birchiach. She moved with the Russian railway to Adam Kosher, Hodler, the Potter Adam, and Misa Bermizotum, the eight Ottomish in the Potter Adam, Hoshek and Roll, the Alabeish Name Potter Tamun, the eight are coming Gabachina, Bishem, the Bayer, a native Rabbin Machayev, and the Sikhim, the Bayer, and Roll the Bayer, from Mishkachas Lay Adam. So, Ella, Mira, the Adam Name Hoshek Roll the Bayer, the Roll Lemus Bahavre, in other words, so, that's the Machloki between Russian tastes. According to Rashi, of course it's Exeros HaKosuv, but the Exeros HaKosuv is the declaratory of Svar. According to this, it's Exeros HaKosuv, it's not the declaratory of Svar. Avol Kelim Choshev Lo Likamon in Rol De Masko Lehavle Ve'af Al Kira Api De Kelim Chadite Mifke Behavle Kizom Nusifpere Kapor Lekamon Mekom Oke Mishkelim Shemizkalotem Behavle. I think we'll leave it here because it's late, Eredam Minche. So we'll continue tomorrow with the cases, and then we should go cover the Gemara up to Shalom Tashlum in Ezek. Machlokes Shmuel and Rabakim.
Whatever she was already changed from.
What?
In other words,
it wouldn't be shame. It would be a general Mechayev. Of course it's a general Mechayev. Nilaf Meish, it's not shame, it's not Chedal, it's not Odom. It's a general Mechayev of Shmuros and Rachel. It's
but
a general.
That's true by all the Masik and learners when we want to learn Abidun.
That's right. Yeah.
Even Shem wouldn't have been Shem.
That's right. Of course, Shem wouldn't be Shem either.
It would just be.
Now that there is a parish of Shem, there's a Chir of Shem.
But otherwise.
It would be a general Masik. So, but I said, Pesach doesn't mean Nilaf Meish that when a Behema eats pass from the table, Tam should be learned out from Meish. But when a behemoth is moedes to eat pass from the table, the fourth time, then we should learn it out from Eish. Not the first time, how could we learn it out from Eish?
Even though a regular Mishnah of the Gemara said we couldn't learn that out from the Brave River Shul, even though a Karen, couldn't learn that even Bashas, that it's
even in the state of Moed.
Right.
But this kind of Moed, yes.
Why?
Because it's Yesh HaMeor HaZeikah.
So he's more masculine, so
when
Rav
Yeshua. That's right.
Yeah,
yeah, that's right. That's a chiddush in these days, so.
Rashi here mentioned that in order to be mechayiv in the case of Lasoi Lichonero.
Yeah.
So in other words, because that case is a case of Enoroi,
Yeah.
So really, it should be potter.
Yeah.
But there's exeris hakasa to be mechuyev.
Yeah.
So what we see from Rashi here is that in a roi, in and of itself, should be potter. But there's a special case by Eish. But otherwise, Eish
because he's not other negligent. He's not a pishaya.
In every other case of Eish, so yeah. we would have pattered him. In every case of Eino Roy by Eish, except by Lichaner, we pattered him. So then why do we have Xeris HaKasu by Shor V'lo Adam, which is declaratory
it's
of...
It's a good question, but I'll tell you. I want to discuss it in the course of the discussion of the cases, because there are degrees in Eino Roy. You know, Eino Deime, the Eino Roy of... Or when an Adam falls into a day, and as to the inner world, when he shares, when an age singes down, that is more likely, you see. That an Adam should get killed in a bear you, it is unlikely. Why is it unlikely? Not that on a physical level it's unlikely. On a physical level it's very likely. It's more likely than even the fact that a bull should get killed in the burial, because the bull is stronger than your own, but because of the Ashkoha Protis element, so anyway, it's unlikely, but Pidera Hateva, it would be more likely, it would be very likely, but because of the Ashkoha element, the providential element, Mashenkin, when a fire singes stone, that's on a physical and Pidera Hateva is on it. You see, for an Adam to get killed in a Beirut, the Bidar HaTeva is more likely than for a bull to get killed. But because of Ashgaha Pratis, so it's not part of the Bidar HaTeva. Alright, the Ashgaha operates within the framework of
So by Adam we needed the Xeris HaKasu to declare that it's a case of Eino Roy. We might not have known that it was a case of Eino Roy, like the case of Eish.
I want to discuss it in the course of the day. Yes, yesterday. The intema. The Hilcha also Eish Bidea V'chad Ninoch. Mal Ninoch Shechelim Ki Echacha Murabe. Tema Be'ish Ki Echacha Murabe. How could we learn out the Rav says Kishodis Be'er Rabinaye? So Asikur, Be'er and another message. Let's say Be'er and Shem, Be'er and Rega, Be'er and Rava. So we could learn out each. So please ask you, how could we learn out each? The Torah mentioned Be'er and Shem, Be'er and Rega. We could say, because Be'er and Malas HaRashav Shabon, Be'er and Chen, because it's in Kirchach HaMurad. Mashiach Kim Ba'ish, so it's Kirchach HaMurad. And Kirchach HaMurad is a Kulab. Ve'kirin Tina Be'ich HaSeish Me'be'er V'chad Miloch, Ma'linoch Shechim Kirchach HaMurad. Tina Be'ish Di Kirchach HaMurad Da'v Kulab. How do we know that Kirchach HaMurabe is a Kulei? Midipor Yisamuch, Gabe Avon Yisakinu Masoi, Malu Be'er Shechem in Kirchach HaMurabe. The Gemara, Lasuye Mai, Asal Shavu Sheben Lasuye Mai. Shabbai says, Lasuye, Avon Yisakinu Masoi, Shinichom Beresh Gagli, Gagli, Vinoflu Burach Mitzuya Viziku. So the Gemara says, איבדק מאסטר קיר חיינויש, מי שכחם במהים של רעך, אמנם יקחם בגמי של רעך, ולא פסד מי אחר. So the Gemara says, that's what we learn out. פסד מי אחר. So, I'm a bear. So we learn that, כי אם נבוא דם לבear. מה לבear שכם ניתה חמור לבear? So it's more חמור. תאים בהם שכחם חמור לבear. So it's more cow. So we see that כחם חמור לבear is a cool. Some more, how could we learn out Eish from Be'er and Shem, from Be'er Berega? Because the Sarashove, Be'er and Shem, is in Kirchach HaMurabe. Mashiach in Eish is Kirchach HaMurabe. The Eish Lema, the Be'er Shem Asri, Be'er Kirchach HaMurabe. chomom ravonei sakinei shelo yizikat alechoshom aladosh adinayich linasu doye erav dikiachach avol אין שהילך ומזיק בהלכוסי ירדי כי אחר היה חומר מדויה שאין הילך ומזיק הרי בן קיימא אז אותי זה דברי קוטרס, he says it, he had ignored above all is comparing or contrasting איש with דויה so the ignore is comparing Eish with Beya. Davov, the Gemara is comparing a Beya, not Eish and Beya, but is comparing Eish and Beya, where the Beya was made through a Kohen. After all, the regular Beya means he digs a Beya, or he deposits a stone in the street. So there is a direct Maase. Uncoupled with the cooperation of another agency. He digs the bear, he puts the oven in the street. And then, but here, he put out the oven on top of the roof. And there, he didn't serve as a bear. Then the wind blew down on the street, on the ground, and then one was Niska. So, the making of the bear was done through the cooperation of an external agency. In other words, he didn't make the bear by himself. There were two shutfim in the making of the bear. He and the wind. So, when the Gemara said that this kind of bear, where the bear is made through the joint operation of himself and the wind, cannot be deduced from Beya, the regular Beya, because in the regular Beya, so he is the sole perpetrator of the Beya. He digs the Beya, he puts the heaven in the street. He didn't put the heaven in the street, he put the heaven on the roof, and then the wind, Wachmutsuya, came and blew it down, so that he should feel the making of the Beya. So the Gemara says, how can you learn out a beya where the making of the beya that are two shutfim from a beya where the maker of the beya is himself?
Why is the one considered another shutfim? I mean, if he normally uses a shovel to dig a bar, and I consider
that.
Normally when he digs a bar, he uses a shovel or whatever he uses to dig a bar. No, and that's not called
the shovel. The shovel is an instrument in the hands. Let's say somebody fires a pistol against somebody. So you can say there's a shooter of the pistol to Otzkin. I mean, he's the soul that's a...
Hindemiyuk would say also, that's his instrument. He wanted to get this bar
from
the top of the roof.
The wind acted not at the same time that he acted, you see. When one takes a shovel, so the effect of the shovel is simultaneous with his action. So the shovel is his instrument. Now let's say, suppose he takes a bet and he kills. So the bet is an instrument in the hands of the person. Mashainkin here, when he put the stone at 9 o'clock in the morning, and then at 10 o'clock the wind blew down. So when the wind blew down, the wind was not an instrument in the end. The wind acted independently. When one takes a shovel, so the shovel doesn't act independently. He acts as an instrument by the person in whose hand holds the shovel.
So the only reason that Rukhmutsu is not considered his own is because it comes at a different time.
That's right. It acts independently. When it's at the same time, if you could visualize the case where it's the same time, but they act independently, it would also be on sale. But in the case of doing the bear or the shovel, it doesn't act independently. He acts as an instrument. The shovel acts as an instrument in the hands of the digger. of the diga. Masha'u king hila, when he put his stone on top of the roof at 9 o'clock. So his action was at 9 o'clock. At 10 o'clock, the wind blew down. A roach mitzuyah blew down. That is acted independently. So we have two shutfim. Each one acts separately. It's not one action, but two separate actions. Some mayor, it's not as humble as the digging of the bayah directly and exclusively by the first. Masha'inki here when the Rebbe says, Kishad is bear the Chavminai. Asikule, if the Torah had mentioned the magic of bear, the magic of Shem, we could learn out, we could deduce the magic of Eish. So then, true. So there we could not say, Male Beyo Shachin Inki Achaha. Because when you compare Beyo that was made directly, and it's, but ultimately, the Itzuzak, it's not even Hizik, by Beyo, you dig a Beyo, true. You dug the Beyo directly, Beyo down. But that was not the cause of the hezek. The cause of the hezek was the fact that the behemoth or an Odom tripped and he fell in, or he tripped on his stone. So that was the some male there. The bear was not in mazik. It's huzak. It's the nizek. It really came to the mazik, not the mazik to the nizek. Some male when. So we could learn out Eish from Beya that he was. We could learn out Eish from Beya, and we couldn't say, "Oh, but Beya is much more homo." True that there is an aspect of chumra in the Beya due to the fact that. The bear is made directly, Mashenkin Daesh, it is done, the hezek is done through the cooperation of the wind. But on the other hand, it's done with the cooperation of the wind, but it's hezek. There is an active hezek. So the fact that through the help of an active mazik, through the help of the wind, the hezek is done actively, more than counterbalances the kure in hearing in the kure in hearing in eish that is kechachamorbe. Mashenkin here were both are huzak, but one is huzak when the mazik was done exclusively by the person, and Mashenkin, the other one is a huzak, where the mazik is not even done exclusively by the person, but it's done by two short things. Some mele, we cannot learn out. This is what he says. In other words, you have to weigh one humre against the kure. Yeshua the British Nasabri Kirchacher, Homer, then a Sakini, Shazik, Barahosom, Rabosom Naich, the Nasubi Aldi Kirchacher, Avery Shilhumazi, Barahos Aldi Kirchacher. True that it has a cool aspect. There is a Kirchacher Mobay, but on the other hand, it has a relatively bigger, humble aspect because it's active. Mashinkin Babelia does not have the cool aspect of being done with a Kirchachia. It was done exclusively by the Barabea, but at the same time it has a Bikure, because it's not inactive, it's only passive. That's right. How can we say Eishtechiach? But over there, by the Eishtechiach, so it's active. So how can you say? We see that Eish is also Chayev, in spite of the Kirchach Moreh. But there we see that it's Chayev when it's Hizik. How can you make it an analogy with the case of Kirchach Moreh when it's Huzak? כן כמיד סומך יש לך שכח מרבי חייבה רפושי אף אגב כי חכם מרבי וחשיב עלי כאילו בעצמי איסס הכל וחייב משמחי צוב הוכנמי אף אגב כי חכם מרבי חשיב עם כאילו בעצמי איסס הבר הזה בלי כאחר so there is a certain remarkable deal coming, he doesn't spell it out explicitly, but I think it's implicit in the thesis. There is a machlokes in the Gemara between Rabbi Yechon and Rish Lakish, whether Ishim Shemachitzov or Ishim Shemonei. We will pass from like Rabbi Yechon, but there is a machlokes. Rish Lakish sitting is that Ishim Shemonei. It's machma from this day's verse that Avayis Memre, that as a Shavash Abed, is marbe avon is akimi masoi shenichon berish gagi v'nofle gurach mitzuya v'yiziku will only be true according to Rabbi Yochanan the tishim shenachitza however if according to Rish Lakish the tishim shenameinei then we couldn't deduce avon is akimi masoi shenichon berish gagi v'nofle gurach mitzuya v'yiziku from Beir and Beish we couldn't That's how it's much from Jesus. Because according to Rish Lakish, how could the Gemara say, because we see Eish is high. But when we see that Eish is high, so it's active. But here it's Huzak. Here it's Huzak, it's passive. So how can you deduce from the fact that the Torah is Mechayev for Ish when it's Kehacham Urabei in the case of his ik, when it's an active hezek, that the same thing should be true when the Beir is made to Kehachacher, when the hezek occurs in a passive way through Huzak. But Tesis emphasizes, according to Rabbi Yochanan, so we can say Ishtachiach. Because true by Eish, so it's active, and by Avoni Sakinu Masoi, Shinichon Berish Gagei, Vinofu Burach Mitzuya Biziku, so it's Huzak. But, according to Rabbi Yechon, that Ishim Shemchitzov, so that means that if a person puts an oven on top of the roof, and then an hour later it falls with the Ruach Mitzuya, and in the course of the motion of the fall, it is mazik. So the Odom, and it's mazik and Odom, so the Odom, the Gemara says, in second Perek, so according to Rabbi Yochanan, the Baal of Heaven, who left the Heaven on the roof, is chayev ba'od vol. Chayev ba'od vol. Not only Nezek, he's chayev, tzar, ripu, sheves, beishes, machlekes, rishonim, because beishes requires kavonik. But he's chayef, not only nezek, he's chayef, tzar, ripu, sheves. But that requires odma mazik. Odma mazik means biyodai. Al digrome is not only odma mazik. Shiso kalbe shal chavire b'chavire is prote. He's not only odma mazik. Odma mazik means biyodai. The question is, how is it that where he puts an oven on top of the roof at 9 o'clock, and at 10 o'clock it falls down, and it breaks, and it breaks the arm of a person, so he has to pay down the word. But he didn't do it with dying, so the answer is, the Allah of Ishim Shemchitzov is, that the Keach Acher, that is done by the wind, is integrated with the action of the person who left the storm. In other words, whatever the wind does, is integrated with Maisar Odom. Because, in general, I mean, I think that the Chiddush HaRan Sanhedrin pointed out, whenever a person does something via dying, there is always a kiachacha. There is always a kiachacha. And when you throw a stone from the top of the roof via dying upon a person, and you kill him, you are a retzeach. But actually, there is a kiachacha also here involved. The law of gravity, there is a kacha. So this is how the Rebbeinu Shlom created the world, that when a person acts, so he integrates forces of nature with his action. Otherwise, you couldn't do anything. You couldn't do anything. Whatever you do, you integrate forces of nature with the Chiddush HaRan, says it. in Sanhedrin. I mean, he doesn't use these lishenes, but that's what he means. So you integrate. So that's the halacha of fishing shemachitzav. You make a fire. You make a fire in your courtyard, and then an hour later it starts blowing. It's a roach mitzuyo. It's a roach, but that roach mitzuyo is likely to occur. But at the time you made a fire, it wasn't blowing, but just it started to blow very strong. So then, and it burns the Godish, and then it hurts someone in the Godish. So it's mechuyev to pay the alvor. Why is mechuyev to pay tzar, nezek, klipa, shevis? Why? Because it's considered as if he took it gachales and put it. Of the person equated with the putting of a burning coal on the floor of the courtyard, and then through the wind, so it blew and it fell down on the person. I mean, it's same thing. The answer is the mandoma Rabbeinu who says ish ish mechitzof. So the halacha is that when you make an ish that is likely through an external force to flare up, then the act, the operation of the wind is integrated with his action, and it's attributed to him. It's not that we say it's not the wind who did it, he did it. But he didn't blow the coal, but he put the coal in such a state, in such a, under such circumstances, that it's likely to be blown. So it's considered that the action of the wind is his action. Some mele, the Gemara can say, Sarabaya says, Eishtechiach, true that there is a difference over there when Eish is chayef, so it's his. And over here it still is that. But why is Eish chayef mishum chitzof? Why? It's not that he's chayef because of his special chiyuv of momin hamazik. Kol Rabbi Yochanan is chayef mishum chitzof. As if he had put the burning coal on the arm of the person of the nerve. Why? Because Eish mishum chitzof, the mice of the wind of the kirach achayah is attributed, is misyachis to the person, because that's the way that the Ben Yishon created the world, that when a person acts, a person or a Balchai acts, so he integrates the forces of nature, the act by the force of nature, by the external agency, by the wind, is attributed to the person who put the gachalas in such a position that the wind will activate it. So Meila, the activation of the wind is considered his act. So here too, Eishtachiyach, true you are asking, but this is any daime to a bear that is dug directly by the person, exclusively by the person. Here, he didn't dig the bear, he left the bear, the heaven on top of the roof, and there it wasn't mazik. Then the wind threw it down on the floor, in the street. But since we say that Yishim Shemachitzov, that is to say, that the act, the operation by the Kiyach Hacher, is integrated with his action, some mele, the operation by the Kriach Acher in throwing down the stone that he left on the roof is integrated with his action, and is considered as if he put down at the very outset the stone on the street. Some mele is high. But, so that's why Tesis emphasizes. Tesis emphasizes. The whole day, come up with some of his stuff. שכן אחר מורה בי לחייב, הוך הפירושי. אף על גב דקי אחר מורה בי, הוא חשיב עלי כאילו בעצמי איסי סעקר, וחייב לשמחי צוף, וחייב לשמחי צוף. But that is only true a little bit of Rechem, you can say it a little bit of Shlokish. Say Nachman Amr, the Shlokish will not be able to mention the Kimta of Abaye. So I will explain the Mishle. The other Kimtas in Gemara. But the Kimta by Abaye could only occur with Rabbi Yechanan, not with Shlokish. In Amr, second time. Haimu Liporich, Male Ish, Shechem Tinach Amur Abbey. Didei is Homo Yosea, Shal Dize, Heirich Umazik Lumerochik, Mashinkin Bavone Sakinei Umasoi. So in other words, when the Gemara says Male Ish, Shechem Tinach Amur Abbey, Tasteless mentioned the Raye, that Kiachach Amur Abbey, Zikule, so it says no. Kechach Amurah Bey is not the Kulah. Kechach Amurah, according to the second Taras in Teisves, Kechach Amurah Bey can be considered a Chumrah. Because, why? Because, as the Chiddush Aran says in Sanhedrin, all the Maise Odom are done with the calculation of a Kechach, of a Kechach. So, Mele, so Mele can be considered a Chumrah. Mashein Kein, the Kechach Amurah, here, of Avonis Akirim Asoi, Shemichon Beshgagei, and then the wind blew down on the street, so he say, Malei Shechem Kiachach Amurabei, Didei Yischomo Yeisea, Shaldize, Heilech Umazik, Lemirochik, Mashein Kim Bavonis Akirim Asoi. So then, when Gemara says, Malei Shechem, so we say Beya Techiach. So Mal Beya, Shechemin Kechach Amurah Bey. So Eish Techiach V'chazaradi. So that Eretz could apply even according to the Shlokish. According to the first Loshon, Abaye Sukimte can only accord with Rabbi Yechanan. But the second Eretz, according to the second Eretz in this verse, it can, Abaye Sukimte can confirm even according to the Shlokish. Vim Tema, Veiche Ose Kula Neir Shebeya. Male Eir Shebeya Shechem Ais of Gomele. In other words, the Gemara says that Kula Kishodis, Beya Vechad Minayu. So it means Beya and another Mazik. Don't make any difference. Beya and Shem, Beya and Rogel, Beya and the Ishtu. So that means what we're saying, that if the Torah had mentioned Beya and the Ish, we could learn how to hold other Mazikim. How could we learn how to learn the Mazikim? Suppose the Torah had not mentioned Hashem and had not mentioned Rega. But had only mentioned Beor and Eish. How could we learn out Shem and Rega? Well, I thought that we could learn out. But how could we learn out Shem and Rega? Beor and Eish have the common denominator, the Chumre, that Mais of Gomele. Mashenki, Shem Vereva, you could not say Mais of Gomele. What Mais of Gomele? Why? Because he bought a Shea. And suppose he didn't buy a Shea. I mean, and he bought, it doesn't mean a thing he bought. He didn't do anything. By Beir, so it's his Maise of digging the Beir that was the cause of the damage. By Eish, his Maise of making a fire that caused the damage, or his mice of putting a stone on top of the roof, and then the Rahmatsuit falls down. So that was the Sibbe that caused the damage. But Bashele is his mice, why? Because he owns his share. So what? He didn't do anything. So how could we learn out? Vinti Avecha, Sikul Mishim Beria, Mala Yishim Beria, Shechem Ais of Gomele, Tim Farsh, Tam Gad Beram is Gaude, Veishnam and Ais of Gomele, Shilika Eish, Veishlema Avecha, Shif Eish, Mais of Gomele, Kim Shoruach Misaye. So now there's Beria when the Gemara, when the Rove says that Tzalashev Shebben is Mabe Beram is Gaude, Rago, Rago, Behimo, and the Gemara says, So Bea is nice of Gomalay, but Teish is not nice of Gomalay, only Bea. Why isn't Teish nice of Gomalay? The answer is because it's Kiachachamurabe, so it's not nice. All right, so even according to Rabbi Yechanan, who says Isim Shmachitza, so there is a special Zerasakosuv, the myself, the Kiachacha, or the external agency, is integrated with myself. That's a special Zerasakosuv, but it's not exclusively his myself. So melee, Bea, it's exclusively his mice. It's exclusively mice, except the Bea of Asad HaShavah Sheben, according to Abaye. But the regular Bea is exclusively his mice. There was no issue technique. Mashein Kineish is not mice of Gomorrah, yes.
But it's considered his act, according to Rabbi Yochanan.
It's only legally considered his act, so it cannot be called Mice of Gomorrah. Mice of Gomorrah means not legally, but it means Bimtzias is Mice, exclusively Mice. Briefly, Mice of Gomorrah means his exclusive Mice. Exclusive Mice, Bimtzias. Now this has to be explained. This is the kasha. The Rav says Kishav is bear v'chav nayo sikule bear and the enemy Adam Azik. So that means bear and Adam. You can learn out everything shem v'regel, and you can learn out Eish, everything. So the question is, how can you learn out from bear v'adam everything? How can you learn out from Bea V'Odom Eish? But Bea V'Odom is Mice of Gomorrah. It's his exclusive action and act. And Eish is not Mice of Gomorrah. Just Tesis just said. So how can you learn out? So Tesis gives, it's a very simple kashe, but the Teres is not so simple. In other words, if we could not learn out from Bea and Odom Eish, that we couldn't learn out, because then we have the pure Malubeya, the other Maya, and a way, a person who is alert and awake is Maisav Gomalay. But to learn out from Beya Madam Yosh. So the first kashi is Beya Adam Yosh is a separate Mazik than other Maya. So it's higher Beya Adam Yosh, but it's not a separate Mazik. Is there a separate pasuk to be mechayev Yoshin? Petzah tachas petzah. So we learn out that the other mode layer, but he's the same mazik as Eila. So how is a chayach to say to learn out from, not from a category of mazik, but from an example of a mazik? When you learn out, you have to learn out from a certain chalishem mazik. There is no chalishem, there is no mazik of Yoshin, separate, an independent Mazik of Yoshin. There is no such thing. What is Yoshin? Yoshin is a Baal Mazik, but a Baal Mazik can be Mazik in different ways. He can be Mazik while he's fully awake, alert, and he can be Mazik while he's asleep. But he's the same Mazik, how the child have to say, learn out from one case. There is no such child who say from one case. You have to learn out from the category, from the Halishem, not from a simple case. So that has to be explained. That has to be explained. And then we also have to explain why Manafshach. Let's say that there is a separate Pasik. Let's say there is a separate Pasik for Yosh. Let's say there are two Pasukim. One Pasik has referenced in Odom Meir, and the other pasuk has referenced to Adam Yoshe. But why is Yoshe less mice of Gomorrah can they. After all, a Yoshin is considered a living person. It's not that when a person is asleep, it's not considered as if he's alive. So it's all mice, also mice of Gomorrah. All right, in the case of Elia, so all his action when he stretches out his feet, so he does it as a conscious being. And when when a sleeping person stretches out his feet, he does it not as a conscious being, as a voluntary agent, but as an involuntary agent. So what difference does it make? He is as an involuntary agent, so involuntary agent. But it's still mice of Gomorrah, and neg done by Yoshin is a mice of Adam, is a living person. So why does this is called Yoshin? And then something strange. Only Mifna Gabri Rachin Mitsuyo is a Mice of Gomorrah. But Mifna Gabri Rachin Mitsuyo is considered Mice of Gomorrah. Why is that? Why is that? That's very strange. What's the difference? So all these things have to be explained. Anyway, we see from this thesis, that there are two mechayev in the other. One mechayev is for the Maisa Ezek. Some male Maisa, where the mechayev is for the Maisa Ezek, so it's Maisa of Gomorrah. Let's say, in the same way, so in other words, there are many psukim in the Torah. Kasharoso, the pasuk in the Torah, Kasharoso came losaway. So that is a chiyuv tashlumin for the osa. Kasharoso came losaway for the mice. So the same way as let's say when a ritzeach kills a human being, so it's chayev mise for the mice ritzeach. So here follow there is a mechayev Kasharoso came losaway for the mice chavale. For the mice Ezek, make behima yishalmena. That's Odom the Ezek moment. For the mice Ezek, be a die, to the die. And then the Gemara says, I think I discussed it before, Odom Shmuel has goofy olaf. So then the Mechayev is not for the mice Ezek, but for the negligence. The same Mechayev is when one has a share. So why is a chayev? Because leish merana. So by other mazik, there is also a mechayev of leish merana. But ligabi deir and chair and eish, the mechayev of leish merana means that he is mechuyev to exercise shmira over his mamein. Ligabi odom, he is mechuyev to exercise shmira over his guf. And then, I think we discussed it. The Gemara says, So, the av of the mamazik is kufi. And what is the told of the mamazik chichabimie? When we say such a thing like kaparisicha, of course kaparisicha, it goes without saying that if a person kills with his guf, his chayav mise. If he kills with his keach, his chayav mise. Suppose, the chichabimie, he has a very severe disease, and then by spilling upon another person he'll become infected with the disease and then he'll die from the disease. So it's also ritzeach if he'll do it bikavon, if he'll just cough out his phlegm and upon the person or his spittle. He'll spit out his spittle upon a person. And let's say, suppose that a spittle has the germ of AIDS. So there's a question whether one can get AIDS by coming in touch with the spittle. Doctors, there is a disagreement, there is a machlokes. But suppose you could. So if a person who has AIDS will deliberately and intentionally spit out his spittle upon another person, in order to kill him, will be chayav mises or itzeach. It'll be asroi. So, would you say this is the av of bitzicha? And what Kirviye is the Toldoxia. It's no such thing, Yandachashme. What different is it? Such I have to say, after all day. Maisa v'tzichem yodayim. So, b'gufe is maisa v'tzichem yodayim. And b'keicha is maisa v'tzichem yodayim. Such I have to say, after all day. But here by Od Mamazik and by Chayver, we have after. So, what is still saying Kayesibel? What is the Av? The Av is Gufe. And what is the Torah? Kichabiniye. That means Kayeche, not Gufe. Why? So, as far as the Machayef of the Maisa Isaac is concerned, it's not Shayach to say Av and Tov. But there is another Machayef of Odom Shmiras Gufi Olof. Of Odom Shmiras Gufi Olof. And I mentioned Voraye, we have a chiyuv of Odom Amazik, not only of Yizik, but even of Huzak. In other words, if a person walks in the street and all of a sudden he decides to stop, to stand, and then another person who is walking and he didn't know that this person who makes a sudden stop will bump into him. The person who bumped into him, he really was active, and the music was active, and the mazik was passive. So the halacha is that if the mazik was a pesheya, if he stopped when he was not supposed to stop, so then he's chayv zaron mazik, not lisabeya. I mentioned there is a machlekes reshenim between Tesis and the Rosh. Suppose a person falls, and he falls not for pshia, but a niskal that is not negligent, that is not grounded in negligence, but he was able to stand up and he didn't stand up. Otherwise, let's say two people, Reuven and Shimon, hold hands and they walk together, and then Reuven trips over a stone, Mimele pulled Shimon also on the street. And if we say Niska, so if we say Niska, Pishayahu, Sodgimore, Tachonadal of the Hondre says, then Shimon is also Chavzor Ramazik, not only Misabeya. The meaning is, if he's Mechuyim Sabeya, so for the Kelim is Potter, if he's Mechuyim Sabeya Ramazik, he's Mechuyim for the Kelim. So the Gimore, Tachlamed Aleph in Volkame says on Tavnan Beis that Kaborim, who are holding hands to each other, and then Reuven, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda, a whole bunch, and then Reuven tripped and he pulled down in the street on the karake, everybody. So if we say Nisko Pesheya, then it's Gemara Mefarashes. The Shimon, Levi, Yehuda are chayev misadon ha-mazik, and they are chayev even for the kill. But, so if we say Nisklav Pesheya, so then his chayev consists in Holoi Hamed, Holoi Omad, then there is a machlekes between Tesis and the Rosh, whether the chayev by Shimon, which is based upon the fact that Holy Amel Loyamad, so according to Tesis, it is a chiyuv of Odom Amazik, and according to the Rosh, it's a chiyuv of Beir. So the question is, why does the Rosh say, the Rosh, and they say, many Rishonim say, this is the Shita of the Riv, the Rambam, that's so Pashut. The Rosh says, refers only Sabir. But in the case of the Barakiro and Barachovies, if the, let's say, the Barakiro stopped when he wasn't supposed to stop, and then the Barachovies bumped into him, then it's a Mishnah Mefarashes, as Mechuyev, Misarod HaMazik, Yehvorai is Chayev for killing too, but there he was also passive. So Talmud HaPeres, I mentioned that Mishnah. Talmud HaPeres gives the Teres, there's a difference. In the case of the Barakiro and Barachovies, so if the Barakiro is passive, he died all of a sudden. This has a couldn't occur, because if he dies, has to shalom, so then he drops. So he couldn't be mazik the Barachovies by virtue of the fact that Barachovies bumped into him. Mashenkin, in the case where Shimon was pushed down to the karka, to the floor, and he was prostrated on the floor, even if Chas v'Shalom he had died at that moment, so the same hezek could have occurred. So it's not, it's a hezek that doesn't require a living person. It could have occurred even if he had been dead. So the Roshita is that he's only chayv misabei, or maybe he will not be chayv and killed. But in the case of Balkir and Balchav, yes, even though the Balkir is completely passive. What do you know? He just stopped. He was standing like a dummy. He's standing like a dummy. So, and then the Balchav is bumped into him. So the Balchav is the active one, and the Balkir is a passive person. So he's chayv misabei no mazik. Why? With one b'chayiv misses or it's seach in such a way, I don't think so. Push it not. No, it's not. He could be chayiv misses b'shamayim as he comes. Even if he stopped when he wasn't supposed to stop. Let's say he stops on 42nd Street, you know, when they're more, what is the busiest section? You're in Michigan, here in Chicago. Where is the biggest State Street, okay. So if he stops, so suppose Reuven stops and then Shimon, who is a weak person, he has a heart condition, bumps into him and he dies on the spot. So could Reuven be chayav misa, even if he did it intentionally? Not. There is no nice ritzir. At most could be only one of ritzir. But no nice ritzir. And here is chayav. Why? It's not because of the maise ha'ezek, the maise ha'chol, because of Odom Shmiras Gufi Olofu. So, Odom Shmiras Gufi Olofu. So it's the same chayev as Sheir and Beir and Deish, because of negligence. So, by there, the negligence is in regard to the Momoin, and here the negligence is in regard to his own body. Shmiras Gufi Olof, but Kichav Nir, so Shmiras Keichel Olof, the same thing, Nadavki Gufi. And there, when it's based upon Leishmer Omer, so you have an Av, you have a Tolden. But when it's based upon the Maisa Ezek, so there is no Av, there is no Tolden, there is only Maisa Ezek. Apparently, this is the Pshat in Tezis. So Tisvis emphasizes Yoshin Unifna Gad Ruach Shein Mitzio. Machine Rafuke Ruach Mitzio. Ruach Mitzio is considered Mais of Gomorrah. Why is Ruach? It's also Shoy B'Kavonah. The answer is there is a difference between Ruach Mitzio and a Ruach Shein Mitzio. Because by Ruach Mitzio, the Allah is that if a modem is chayvel an odom beruach mitzuyo, shalom b'kavone beruach mitzuyo. Let's say he falls, he puts himself on the roof, he wants to take his own tent. And then the ruach mitzuyo starts blowing and drops him upon another person and he mutilates the other person. So the Allah is that the one who prostrated himself on the roof at 9 o'clock, then at 10 o'clock he fell down upon Shimon, Beruach Mitzio, and Chilu him, so he has to pay Baldwar, Nezek, Tzar, Ripu, Sheves, Beishes, not, because Beishes requires Kavon. But suppose he puts himself, he prostrates himself on the roof at 9 o'clock, and then an unexpected hurricane comes and blows him down, then he's chayav only Nezek, but not Baldwar. So Rashi says, why not Al Dvorim? Let's see the Rashi. The Rashi. Now the Mishnah of Chavor and Dalef, the Mishnah of the Balem. Oh, the more Lelia. When she in the Mezi, the Nia Ben Yoshi. Sinus and Chavor and Shiva Zakir and Shana and Shom. Kotone Sinus and Chavor and Dini Shiva Zakir. Ma hosom nezekein abod vorm lei. Av sinus and Chavor Nezekein abod vorm lei. So Rashi says, a Tafsimus and Havir Bishay, Knezekin Abod Vonley, till Mechaiva Abod Vonley, Aloy Mazid, Oy Korov Mazid, Dumya de Chiyolidin Anoshim, the awesome Ksif Ripu Vishavis. So in order to be Chayt Abod Vonley, you have to be either Mazid or Korov Mazid. Ruach Mitsuyo, that's the Korov Mazid. Ruach Sheinu Mitsuyo is not Korov Mazid. Some male with Nezek is
Pashea,
very negligent. So, but Ruach Sheinu Mitzio is Shegik, that's not Shegik of Amazit. There is a difference between Shegik and Shegik of Amazit. So, Ligabi Al Dvorim is Chayav only Mazit or Korav Mazit. But Shegik Mamish, not even Korav Mazit. So, then he's potter of other man, but Nezek is higher. Why? Because Ligabi Adal Dvorim, I think according to Rashi, I mean it's not according to Rashi, but I mean I'm saying that in this thesis there might be another thesis that is not a shit like that. I think that according to Rashi, I'm saying it's not according to Rashi. Now there is a loche of Tashlumim Misadobim Amazik by Uzak. Is there a clear Dal drawing? I looked for it. I didn't find it, Moshe. I didn't find it explicitly. All right, Trias, you know. You can argue with Trias, you know. But I didn't. I looked for it in the Bishayim Mishnah Betzes, the Chovov, and then the second period. It would be in Sheir Shemogach, Sheir Shemogach, and the Sugi of Sheir Vodim Shidach Vodoya. I didn't find any Bishayim who should mention that din explicitly. There is a chiyuv of Avodah Mazik and Chayveil by Uzak, Bal Kir and Bal Chofis. Is there a chiyuv of Dal Dvarim also? Let's say Ruvain walks on State Street and then he decides to stop just like this, to read a newspaper. The newspaper stand, he stops, and then Shimon is running and he bumps into it and he breaks his hand. So Ruben is certainly Chayav Nezek. Will he be Chayav Dal Dvorim? Tzar, Ripu, Sheves, Beishes, of course not, because Achi is Chav. I looked for that thing. I didn't find it. I looked in Sakepir Talmudis. I looked at Sabi Talmudis under the title Chayveil. I looked at Moda Amazik. I couldn't find it. I looked in Shinu Kebetzes. It's not the first time I tried to find it. I didn't find it. Rayas I had, but Mifurash I didn't find. I think, according to Rashi, so even though there is a chiyuv of Nezek by Odma Mazik, by Huzak, but Dal Dvorim not. Because Dal Dvorim, the Mechayv of Dal Dvorim, according to Rashi, is not a Yishmerenu. Yishmerenu is a Mechayv of only Skimomen, of Bei, Reish, so there is Shmiras. Momeni Alof and Yerish Muraz Gufi Alof. So that is only in a high of negligence, is only in a high of Nezek. Nezek. Masha'in came in Dal Dvorim, so the Leish Muranu is not a high. But we have a parish of Dal Dvorim, Ki Yerivun Anosim, so that means the Maisa Ezek. So Maisa Ezek, to be a high for the Maisa Ezek, has to be either amazing Mamesh, all the whole apochas, Shegi Korv Mezit. Shegi Korv Mezit. But Shegi Gomor is not higher for the Maisa Ezek. But Odom Ud Leilam, that's because of the Adam Echayet. Because of Odom Shmir Azgufi Olofu. So Mele, that's the Pshat and Tasteless. That's the Pshat and Tasteless here too. The Yishleima, the Osem Yibri Abodom Yoshin, only from the Adam the Ruach Sheinu Mitzio. But not Ruach Mitzio. Ruach Mitzio is Maisem Gamalek. Because there the Mechayev is for the Maisech Bola, for the Maisech Ezek. So what difference does it make whether he's Mishrabim or he's a Pishia Gomo? He's Chayev for the Maisech Ezek. Now the Meach is Chayev Mise for Sheik or Meizit. Not Sheik, but Sheik or Meizit. So there is Chayev Mise. what is Sheifa Umezit? Let's say, Eina Mutar is Sheifa Umezit. He doesn't know that it's there is a Nisa to kill. He doesn't know there is a Nisa to gazel. He doesn't know there is a Nisa to commit adultery. So he should have known. Ignorance of the law is no excuse. So is a Sheikha Umezit. Or the way if somebody, let's say, Avimelech was really Chayiv Nisa Avimelech. All right, he did tshuva Avimelech. He was a nice man, Avimelech. Avimelech was a wonderful person. He didn't have air, but the Gemara Makis says, why was he Chayiv Nisa? Because he was Sheikh Al Mizd, but he was innocent. He didn't know the Tzor is an Ishishish. Right. As a matter of fact, he was deceived too, you know. Achaisiat. So the Gemara Makis says, it's his fault, because he only inquired about Ishtay. You have to ask him, you have to eat, you have to have a place of sleep. So Mela, that made him a Sheikh of the Mist. Because if he had been in a position to find out whether she's a married woman or not, and he tried to find out, and then he was deceived, so then he would be anonymous. What should he do? But he only asked him, he didn't ask him about sleeping and eating. So the Rabbit von Marcus points out, what is that? Lindo da Herz. So he says, doesn't mean Chas V'Sholom that the Beneach is Chayav Misa if he has no da Herz? The Herz is not one of the Zionists in the Neach. So the Mitzvah explains it. In other words, because why was the Chayav Misa? Because he was Sheikh of Meit. Why was he Sheikh of Meit? He didn't know. And after all, Avraham Avinu, you could say it was Avraham Avinu's fault that he didn't know. Avraham Avinu should have told him, she's a married woman, she's my wife. So he's not a Sheikh of Meit, he's a manus. The answer is, if Avinelech had adopted the proper approach, and Avraham and Tzor came to Plishtim, he would have called Avraham and said, he had a place where to stay, this and that, is the woman that with you, that's your wife. So then Avraham Avinu, if he had acted like a human being at the very outset, so Avraham Avinu would have told him the whole truth. But he acted, you know, I didn't ask him about anything, and he only asked him about his wife, and Avraham Avinu saw what kind of a person he is, what his motivation is. So Avraham Avinu knows to save his life, so he didn't tell him the truth. So Melech bin Melech is negligent, is culpable negligent, he's a Sheikh Al Mezid. So he's not Chayav Misa for not following up the Herz, but he's Chayav Misa for... he wasn't Chayav Misa, he was mischaving to do an Avera because he didn't touch her. He didn't touch her because in Hashamayim it was prevented. Because he was a nice man, so he's prevented. So I said it was a slip of the tongue. He was not Chayav Misa. He was about to become a Chayav Misa, but he was prevented. He was prevented from that. So in other words, because Sheikh of Mezid, so Rashi emphasizes here the concept of Sheikh of Mezid. In other words, the David al-Dvorim, it's not a question of Leish Marano. He's high for the Maizah. But if he's not Sheikh of Mezid, so he has the Ptur of Onus. Mashenkin, if he's a Sheikh of Mezid, he doesn't have the Ptur. He doesn't have the Ptur of Onus. So there the high of his Maizah of Gomorrah. So the David al-Dvorim, there is a it's not for Ishmael, but for the mice. Mashiach, and so that's why Tesis doesn't mention. Tesis doesn't mention Nathan Nagad Rach Mitzuya, because Rach Mitzuya is Sheikh Al Mezid, he's a Peshia Gomo. He's a Peshia Gomo. So more that Tesis mentioned Rach Shein Mitzuya. So there the Chayav is from Ezek, because of the Mered Leiron, that Lechiyuv is grounded in the Leish Merano. So Mimele, it's not nice of Gomer. Yes?
What is, we say in the Gemara that you're not Chayv Bosh is Ad Shiskavim. But Rashi says that you're not Chayv and Dal Dvarim until it's at least a Mezid or Shogi Karva Mezid. Yeah. So when we say that by Bosh is not Chayv Ad Shiskavim, it's much the other one.
Even Shogi Karva Mezid is Potter Beishis.
but it's mashma the other of the Dalad Varm Archive.
That's
even
right.
There was no Kavanah.
Even no Kavanah, as long as the Yeshay Kavanah is the Pesheya. But Beishas is Potter, even the Pesheya Gama. Even Yeshay Kavanah is. But Mezid Mamish. Mezid Mamish.
I mean, if it was Mezid Mela, he was Miskavin. What's the
Miskavin
and it wasn't?
No, I'll say, Miskavin Lahazik. In other words, he doesn't have to have kavanah to be vaish. As long as he's mischavein lahazik, even though he's not mischavein levayish, so he's still chayef. He's still chayef. In other words, suppose he let's say he spits on a person, and he's mischavein that the spittle should fall on his leg. Not on his mouth or on his head, on his eyes. And there is a great abashes when it falls on the eyes than when it falls on his legs. So then he's higher for the abashes on the eyes, because he, even though he was not mischaving to the abashes, but as long as he was mischaving to do a nice ask. But he has to be mischaving mamish. Pishea gomo, even the ruach mitzio, he's potter of abashes.
To assume in a couple of hours, I'll be talking about things that you wouldn't be impotent because it's an oinus, and terrorists, commercial, and Yechai about all picking.
Yeah, that's
so
right.
Those things is a Torah.
That's right. Yeah, that's
so she was being wasted in saying that even things that you'd be Chai, if not, I'll say, it's yeah, like yeah. The case of Uzzah.
Yeah, yeah, all right. Do you think I'm bare of a regal, who has a mile of bare of a regal, Shachin is a Zeki Motsu, the Kamen Hashun and bare of Zeki Motsu, the Shema Dim bare of Zeki Motsu, Tim Achirim, the Kamen Kamen Hocha, the Haske Hum Achas, Shashava will be at the case of Ila. Now, we cannot go on, it's late already, I started late, all right. So, but what I am saying is not according to Rishonim, I'm saying that in this day's verse, and I'm saying that in Rashi. But I'm not saying that in Rishonim. Now, I'm not going over the day's verse, but just briefly, this day's verse, Lasu Yabiram is Galgel now, Satir B'cholas Vorm Kosab, Ibadit Kolasla. We'll next Sunday, we'll go over it in detail. B'cholas Vorm Kosab, Ibadit Kolasla, Kamaski Keichu, Upirish Akuntres, Ligorasla, Vitayim Shnambrun, Vitamba Miach, in Darkon Shabniodim, is Benim Mitrochim, Ubarak, a Kolen Name, in Chayv, Mitamor Mamazik, Elmish Mechoshev Kiroach, Mitzuya, Vavishe, Vein Mirch, Gibishokach, Vitinin, Kidesh, Rech, Kokar, Bechizek, Shiatizo, Vyazikut, is been shaped. Or you have a prayer, a kill from Israel, and Galgo Hakil, the way by a call. The other God, the Gabi Kelly, she not a horror, the other God, she probably ignore it. But the Chayy Barak, Chayas, Nami, she bought a call. How many should be Kelly of Lab Badeo? Our Hoche, and Galgo Badeo. Teda, the Midli Keish, Ubrahe, the Sora of Taurus Haviri, we Hofa Beer, Ubrahe, the Dochav Shehaviri, Sehe, in Swarish, Israel, Barabero, Baraish, from Galgo, Brabo, Beimo, in Hizik, Brabo, the Azle, Israel, Vishne, and Barabemo, Baratakore, the Hodam, Rimoli, Kamon, Fer Kaporo, Shea, the Odom, Shedoch, Fuli, Beer, Limizok, and Kun, Hayovin, the Mashma, Fil, Barabeer, Tzorchlima, the Maire, Odom, Beloy, Kavoni, the Hidden Dame, the Kavoni, Klau, Chai, Barabeer, Kni, Odom, the Hodam, Rimin, Dalit, Vorim, Ud, Mevlodis, Odom Chayev, Haidar Dvorim, and Nezek Tzah, Veripo Visheves, Avobin Shitzin Chayash Yisrael. There is a taste verse in Sheer Shemogach, Haporah, that Mingimul, that is Chayit on this days. But in this taste verse, it says, the Cheya Veodom Shetoch Vul Beir, when he's talking Kulan Chayovim, so the Barabir is also Chayev. And we don't say that the Odom Patas the Barabir. So there it is referenced the case where the Odom was Blei Kavone. The Chidin Deim Bi Kavone Klau Chay Barabir Kni Odom. So, then Tezu says, V'hod Amrini in Dalai Dvorim Od Meiv Lodes, Odom Chayev, Hay Dalai Dvorim Ay Nezek Tzahav Od Yivishevs. If Tezu didn't say that, because Tasteless in Shesh Nogach says befeirish the opposite. That Liendal Dvorim Deya means, Liendal Dvorim Deya means Ne Yetzahi Pusheves Obeishes, because Nesek it's already mentioned, Liendal Dvorim Deya means. Why again Dal Dvorim? So, but then the Kashi is, how can Chayev Beishes but there is no kavanah. So Tosfa says the Gemara's reference to the case where he did shalom b'kavanah, but then after he pushed him shalom b'kavanah, he's in a position to prevent it, you know. You're in a position to pick him up, to save him, not himself. But the other one, he pushed unintentionally. So Mele, and he didn't. So since he was able to prevent the fall, and he didn't, he's considered Nisrav, Nisrav Beishas. But it is reference to the case where it shall not be Kavane. But it is reference to the case where there was an element of Kavane because he could have saved it. But his Isaiah says, so Chlima di Meira Odom Beloi Kavane. So Meira, if he's Beloi Kavane, so the question is, why is he Chayev? Why is a chayav dalit dvorim? If lo kavane klal, he's only chayav nezek and dias. He says dalit dvorim chayav. So apparently, Tesis, when Tesis says tzochlim admayr odom b'lo kavane, so it means lo kavane mamish, but he was like ruach mitzuyah, because if it's ruach sheinu mitzuyah, there is no chayav dalit dvorim. That's the Gemara daf Chof Zayin. At the end of the second period, that if somebody thrusts himself on the roof and then he falls down the Ruach Mitzuyah, so it's Chayv al-Dvar. But if he thrusts himself on the roof and he falls down the Ruach Sheni Mitzuyah, he's only Chayv Nezek. So Chayv Nezek. So in other words, so more to be Mechuyav al-Dvar, he has to be Pesheh Gomo. Ruach Mitzuyah, but Ruach Sheni Mitzuyah, well, he's not a Pesheh Gomor, so then he's not Chayav. So that means that even in the case where he's not Nischavim Mamesh, because Sheh Adam Shetach Lubeya has referenced the